distracted enough to lose all your focus. Love that song. Damn it. So good. Los Campesinos, No Blues, the latest from the Welsh band. They're back and as good as ever, man. Fifth album is called No Blues and What Death Leaves Behind. You also heard Minor Alps in there. Check out KEXP.org for a session recently by Minor Alps, which is Matthew Cause of Not a Surf, a friend of the station for sure, with Juliana Hatfield. Great to have her back and playing with Matthew. And Get There is a new album out on local labels, and I mean Seattle local, Barsook Records. A big congratulations to their 15 years as well. I know Minor Alps were in Seattle to play one of the anniversary shows. And Gang of Youths, that's called Evangelist, song we've been rocking on the morning show almost daily. I think all three of those we've been rocking daily. It's a five-member band out of Sydney, Australia. They formed in 2012. They've been touring with fellow Aussies Cloud Control, who I love. This is their debut single. And they plan to relocate to the United States. They're leaving Australia. Not sure where they'll be living. They might want to think Southern California so they can, you know. Is that close to Australia? I don't know. I've been to Australia. It's a dream to go to Australia one day. We get a lot of music from there. I'm John Richards, host of The Morning Show here at listener-powered KEXP. You can find us at KEXP.org if you haven't already. We have a live broadcast 24 hours a day. I do The Morning Show 6 to 10 Seattle time. If you have no idea what time that is wherever you're listening, well, we have the streaming archive as well. You can always check out The Morning Show. Get the app. It is easy. A couple of clicks and you're listening to a morning show. And it's a mix of very much like the mix you're hearing right now on the Music That Matters podcast. We got some great stuff here on the Music That Matters podcast, and got a Denver based husband and wife duo here called Tennis, and they're back on this latest EP called Small Sound, and Mean Streets, the name of this, here where the Music Matters, KXP.
Summer in.
right. It's Music and Matters podcast and more music from, from Australia. They're known as Cubs Sport. They used to be known as Cub Scouts. Not sure why they changed name. I used to be a Cub Scout. I'm not offended by that. I was a Cub Scout and a Weeblo. Is a Weeblo after a Cub Scout or before a Cub Scout? I can't remember. I think it's after Weeblo, Cub Scout, Weeblo, then Boy Scout. And then what's after Boy Scout? Ninja. I believe Ninja. Yeah. Cub Scout, Weeblo, Boy Scout, Ninja. All right. Before Cub Sport and Paradise, their new album and a title track there, you heard Kate Laban in there as well. The Welsh artist's third album. And Mug Museum is the name of that. And we played a song called I Can't Help You. I've written none of these titles down, by the way. You can tell. Best Coast, Fade Away. That's brand new from the LA duo, Fade Away, the album. And you heard a song from it. And you heard Tennis in there as well. I know which one I played there. Mean Streets off the Small Sound album. It's an EP. And they are out of Denver. I was just thinking as I was naming off geography, does it matter to you when you hear, I mean, you listen to KXP, you at least listen to the podcast. I know a lot of you listen to the broadcast. Does it matter to you with geography? I mean, maybe it can take it or leave it. I think for me, it gives me a point of reference, obviously a point of reference, right? I don't know. There's something about it. If you know they're from Denver, if you're from Denver, that's very cool. But it also kind of gives you an idea of maybe the conditions they write the songs in. I don't know. That's big here in Seattle. There's a reason we have such a great music scene, or a place like Iceland or Manchester, London. I mean, it's partly weather. People hold up, in their basements or their homes, can't go out much and make songs. So I don't know. It works for us, so we're going to keep doing it. That I know. I was just curious if it matters to you. Anyway, you can always get a hold of me, John, J-O-H-N, at KEXP.org. You can follow me on Twitter. Loserboy is where you can find me, because all the other Twitter handles were taken. And you can follow along with KEXP on Facebook and Twitter under KEXP as well. All right, back to it. Let's get to New Jersey band. See, you know they're from New Jersey. That can mean a lot, though. I don't know what part of New Jersey they're from. Just New Jersey proper. This is their fourth album, and it's actually geography-based, the title. Somewhere Between Here and Nowhere. That's how they feel about where they live.
We'll be right back.
That is brand new from Reputante. It is a new project out of New York, a New York band fronted by James Levy. And it's on a label called Cult Records, founded by Strokes frontman Julian Casablancas. I've heard some comparisons of this band to the Strokes. I kind of feel more of the Stella Star. Remember Stella Star? Great band out of New York. But either way, this New York band has plenty of sound of their own, and it's a very good EP. I wrote this one down, Deep Set Eyes. There you go. By the end of this podcast, started to write things down. Good work, John. Black Hollies out of New Jersey. Very East Coast here on the East Coast, Australia, I think, a little bit on this podcast. I don't know. Am I broadcasting, podcasting? I don't know. Somewhere Between Here and Nowhere is the name of the song and the name of their new album. That's about it for me. It feels like I just started this podcast. A big thank you to everybody who supports this podcast. And we want to welcome and thank Dylan, who is the man behind getting rights for all these songs and organizing stuff. So I want to thank him and Mel for putting all this music in front of my face for me. And you guys who support KXP, I hope you do. I know we get millions and millions of views of our sessions on our YouTube channel, on our site. We have millions of downloads of our podcasts, a lot of people tuning into the broadcast, and I know traditionally 1 in 10 give to a public station, and that is what we are. We are nonprofit, so if you haven't given, please give, support these, so we can afford to keep putting these podcasts out for years to come and everything else that goes on here. So if you ever use the services, please think about it and make a tax-deductible gift to KXP.org. We got some pretty kick-ass thank you gifts as well. I just got the beanie. For my son, he looks badass, even if it's Steeler colors. No offense to Pittsburgh. You did beat my Seahawks in Super Bowl, thanks to the refs, years ago. But it does kind of have that color, and it looks like one of the... You'd see like Franco Harris wear in the 70s, like just this giant hat with the ball on top. I don't know if Franco had the ball on the top of his head, but either way, it's cool. You can pick that up and many other things. All right, I got to get out of the way. I'm going to leave you with one more. This, one of my favorite hip-hop tracks or albums of the year, just one of my favorites altogether, but... in the world of hip-hop, just a very cool record. Flying Colors, the name of it, Shad the Artist, and I love this one called Fam Jam. Here, where the music matters, is KEXP. Thank you for listening. See you later.
I'm proud of my nephew.
Yeah.
I'm proud of my nephew, my niece.
Yeah. Well, most of the nephews. This is focusing on the nephew.
Especially the one in Toronto.
Yeah, this is the one...
Not bad, huh? Just some immigrants. Yeah. From donated clothes to caps and gowns. It's a little shout to my black and brown folks that know the game, not in class to clown. Had the funny accent, well, look who's laughing now. See, Samir came here to grind, and he slaved at every minimum wage job. But he saved that, brought his sister on scholarship to make stacks. Working as a surgeon, she bought a whip and paid cash. No time to whine, we just face facts. Let's fit six in the back, and let's take that to the best restaurants, make reservations. Since we out here, since they made reservations for First Nations and they never made reparations, the natives probably relate more to immigration. So this for y'all too, when I can't forget the Haitians here for an education. It's a celebration.
Not bad, huh? Some immigrants.
Draw lines and make borders real, but then bend the rules when there's more to drill. Don't turn away the stateless. Think of the waste if 1 in 3 refugees is a Lauryn Hill. Come a long way, we can move forward still. From the poorest to up by Lawrence, Forest Hill. But more than that, Skrillery Banks, just chill. Make a home, just build in a zone less ill. In a place to be safe, you found an escape route where we come from. So we grateful to Jesus, and now the top is the next stop. This drop ought to have my aunts on a guest spot, red hot. I'm talking going from sweatshops to tech stocks. Doctors without borders with dreadlocks. We quoting S. Doc Carter on Otis. Turns out some fresh off the boat kid wrote this. Not
that bad, huh? For some immigrants.
Third world born, But first world form, sometimes you feel pride, sometimes you feel torn. See, my mother tongue's not what they speak where my mother's from. She moved to London with her husband when their son was one. And one time after family ties, I turned on the news and saw my family die.
Why?
Pop said it's murder in the motherland and things about colonialism I didn't understand. All the things that shape a man and his mind state. A community income and crime rate. If times change, why my people still in dire straits? If it's a big world, show me where's my place in it. I had to talk to Pops for a minute. He said, Shad, this world wasn't home to begin with. Just keep defending the oppressed, take steps and keep rapping. You might just be the best. Well, yes.
Not rapping.